Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Воздайте еще раз славу нашему.
Give glory to our Jesus. Wonderful time, wonderful testimonies. Okay, let's welcome right away our international audience, our virtual church. Welcome, welcome, beloved. And we welcome you, those of you that are with us online. Okay, so today I wanted to share with you, it's a serious message for me. For me as a pastor, and for the one that moves in very, I'll say this, unique talent, or not even a talent, or a ministry, raising up people to help them to become who they are meant to be. And sometimes, you know, sometimes you're a good daddy, sometimes you gotta be a, you know, a bad one. And those of you that have children, you absolutely understand, we don't love those days where we have to be kind of bad father or mother. But you absolutely know that for a child to be who he has to be, there's gotta be discipline. So what I'm gonna share with you today will be unique, only because I see this problem
even
in my personal team when I lost a couple of people. And today I will go into the teaching, serious teaching. Beloved, we'll touch down certain important moments, how to become a personality or an individual. So my message today is called Creation of Personality. You know that we grew up physically does not tell us that you are already perfect individual or a person. What I'm going to share with you today is certain things that I'm sure that this will protect or warn those of you that are here, or those of you that are watching us online, or those that will watch it on the replay, from falling and maybe serious mistakes in the body of Christ. So there are three areas or spheres where they are absolutely forbidden. These three areas for the young Christian or for individuals that are in the process of creation, for us, I'll say, they are a taboo. In other words, forbidden, locked up, things that if a man in his young adult Christian life will start touching these different areas. You all know what I'm talking about. I'm just preparing the platform right now, but we will go deeper than what you know, because what I'm going to share with you, I have never said that before. And these three areas, if you would remain them without taking care of them, if you wouldn't notice them in the right time, they will pervert natural growth of an individual. At the end, what will happen is you'll have a product that you will no longer want to see. People that have made up themselves as individuals in the wrong pattern, they hate things that they do, but they continue doing it because that is already a part of them, of their spiritual DNA. So, listen. I'll say this, but after you have been created as an individual or as a person, even though these people will come, things will come, and they will come, they will no longer influence you or your heart, because you have already been matured. You have finally got to that level. You're that person that is able to say no or yes, to have different lines that you do not cross. So, first, second, and third areas we all know, and today we'll go deeper into the things that I started sharing. So, desire of the flesh, of the eyes, and pride. You know, these words, everybody says it, but the body of Christ really does not understand them. And for us, we think that, desires of the flesh, of the eyes, it's all, the religion explained to us what that is. We love it. We will go into different moments, and today I want to explain to you that at the end I will explain every one of these areas, every one of these things, three things that I've just named, what happens to a man when he or she ignores
проигнорировал, проглотил эту пилюлю,
for instance, he swallowed this pill,
when he or she's
done certain things in his or her life and the product that happens because of it. I'm kind of going for myself because I had great practice even in my own personal team to see how people that are not ready for something would take some decisions upon themselves, take certain steps, which touch certain things that they were not able to touch that time, and then I would encounter the product that you were no longer able to stop, and we would lose these people, and my team knows what I'm talking about. So the desires of the flesh, of the eyes, and pride. After the fall of man, we are all prone to some, maybe most of these things that I just named. You're all with me? Listen. That is why when you become a person or an individual, you have to be completely obedient to the Holy Spirit in a process. I'll say this, beloved, if some of you think that this will pass you by, you already got caught in it. As soon as you thought that these things will never even bother you, you're smack in the center of the problem already. Okay? So,
итак, мы живем вокруг ужасного, так скажу, испорченного поколения.
Around us, there's a horribly perverted or destroyed generation. For some, there is still hope for correction. Others no longer have it because they will not let the Holy Spirit to come in and correct them. Not that God does not come to them, it's just because their heart is already perverted and till the end of their lives they will not allow. Even though God does call them, their doors are open, but they will never want to enter. Why? Because they have tasted something that they should have not even touched something before a certain time, and that mutated or perverted their whole direction. Even those gifts and talents that God places into your life, they will be used as, I'll say this, you will be as if a spiritual prostitute that uses the things that God gave you for your own gain in many different areas. You're with me. So over here, you need clear wisdom and clarity, and this is why I'm here to maybe point, place these things in the right places. Today is not a message, it's more of a teaching, so listen carefully. So, why is it that when a child, let's take a child, when a child grows, physical growth, a maturity of a child, we're not talking about spirit or soul, we're talking about physical process of growing up. Why is it that a child cannot use many things, you all know what I'm saying, many different things, alcohol, nicotine, certain things that a child, sexual moments, a child cannot have access to these things. Why? Why is nicotine, alcohol, the drugs, and many things like that? Why? Because when he's still a baby or a child, it enters into, I will say, into his self, subconsciousness. It perverts him. It messes with genetics and his physical growth. You understand? And we understand that certain things for the growth of a child absolutely forbidden. Really. And sometimes, one time a child took some sort of drug somewhere. Children accept this completely different on a different level, and then they get attached to it and addicted. And it's a serious matter, so we have to be very careful. We are bringing up our children, and we're very cautious. We're talking about normal parents, right? You're very cautious with your children, and you're protective, and you understand how important it is to look and notice the whole process of a child in his life. For instance, your child is growing up. He's 2, 3, 4, 5 years old, for instance, and you know that these children at this age, they cannot have private life. You understand, right?
And
some spiritually not mature people that say, this is my private life. Stop, you're still a child. I can still spank you. Listen to me very carefully. Just because you physically are already made up, I'm speaking to wise people that understand me, just because you're physically grown, it doesn't mean that you are already a perfect individual or on your way there, that you can withstand attacks. Attacks, for instance, financial blessing. Have you ever heard of that combination? Attack of praise and worship towards you. Oh, you think praise and worship is not an attack? That is the most horrible attack if you are not a mature, spiritual, mature individual. Listen to me very carefully, beloved, because I know how the devil catches people. If you want the devil to
или то, я тебе так скажу, ожидая от него физические атаки, негативные вещи, и только крепчется.
Just negative things like that, then you'll become stronger. But when a small child, before his son, if you give him $1,000, you know that that small child will start doing? Oh, you don't know? We'll talk about it. You're with me? Are you interested in where we're heading? Today will be interesting. So, all things that get into the organism of a child, into his body, they can destroy genetics, internal organs, and physical growth. Same way, beloved church, happens when you, as an individual, you're in the process of maturing and growing, and there are certain things, things that we will talk about today that have been forbidden. You have to do everything possible not to touch that. You're with me? You have to have great teachers. All say this, the one that can direct you or give you an advice, and you have to listen to that advice, because, you know, beloved, there's this parable that is more visible from the side, so listen sometimes to what they say from the side. It's not just from your side. You know, sometimes we come and tell, you know what, brother, I see it better from my side, I see from this angle better what you're going through. Find a person that is not influenced by your attitude or by your emotions, and that will clearly tell you who you are and what you're going through, that will be more precious, because believe me, there's not a lot of people like that. Not many will tell you truth into your face. Why? Because it's not profitable in our days to share truth in the face. But because I am a different person, this is why we're going to head this way. Look.
So
these same things happen in a process of growth. When you become a spiritual individual, your character, your heart, your personality, and there are certain things that have been forbidden for these people. For instance, position. Number one, when a personality or this individual gets into the position long before he has to be there, it says that right away, that this person right away thinks that he can do something. You understand, right? That right away this person thinks that he deserves something. Right away, this person starts to receive praise and worship that he is not worthy of. Stop. When you are finally made up individual, you have achieved the right age, you could get stacks and stacks of testimonies and people praising, and it's not even going to affect you in any way. No, what the devil told Jesus to do, it wasn't bad things. Some people say, oh, the devil was tempting Jesus. He was tempting him with normal things. Tell me, Jesus would perform miracles with bread? Why was he forbidden to do those miracles with the bread in the desert, in the wilderness? Because Jesus, in that time, he was still in the process of maturing, so Jesus was forbidden to show his giftings and to do something because of ambition, because someone would push you, prove. And you know what a child would do? Okay, I will prove in the name of Jesus. Are you with me? That says that you, right now, you're prostituting your gift. You with me? Listen to me very carefully. So, position, acknowledgement, acceptance, finances, money, praise and worship, things like that. There's a lot of them. All of that is not a bad thing. You're with me? I'm not saying it as a negative. I'm saying it absolutely as a positive, but they are absolutely forbidden for the ones that are not mature yet. And that is why I say, listen, when you start, listen to me very carefully, when this person is not ready, and when the person starts being fed up on that, in the process, he starts searching for it. I'll explain to you what this means. I'll pause so you all just process everything. So, when a man or a woman, before he is a mature individual, if you give him any of these things that I've shared or said, there are many things like that, then in the process, this man or a woman starts to sell his giftings in order to receive and return these things, praise, position, place of somewhere of acceptance and just praise and worship, financial blessing, you're with me? So, we all kind of push it aside. You know what? what? I'm tired of these anointed men and women. I know what I'm saying. That make do conference. Not because God told them to do it, but just because they want to fill their pockets with the true giftings, with true anointing, and with true glory that is upon their life. Because a man sometimes was released into his ministry or her ministry before his time, before he became a champion. Before his time, before his character was finally made up, he received certain things that absolutely had been forbidden to spiritual gifted babies. You with me? You know that babies can be gifted. They're already, as a child, from the very young, they have things. And then you can be very careful when you start worshiping a five-year-old because of his talented gift of playing the piano. You don't know what you're doing right now. You're mature. You just praise them. But his heart that is not ready to receive that, he is now searching, where do I receive this praise? Now he received a vaccine of something that he shouldn't have, and has leveled it. Time. He's still too small for this big person to tell him, oh, wow, there's no one like you. Are you with me? Pay attention. So, if a man starts to be fed off of that before his time, this is why I say, beloved, every one of us has to really give God an opportunity to take him through dark times, through desert, through wilderness. This is what I'm saying. And wilderness is that place where you will not do the things that you are asked or made, and they're making you do it. Let's look at the wilderness from a different angle. Could Jesus end his hunger right there now? Place. Easy. We're not even discussing that. He could have done it, but he didn't. Could he prove to the devil that he is a son of God, that he can jump off not only from the corner of this temple building, he could fly like Superman. Easy. And he did that. Tell me, at the end of it all, what the devil told him, bow down before me, everything will be yours. Tell me, everything belongs to who now? To Jesus Christ. Hello? Beloved,
there was
something that he tried to give to him, which was not bad, but it was before his time. I'll say this problem that we have with Satan is that whatever he tries to give to us and show us, it's really ours. It's really something where we will be in. This is for real, something that you, with all your desires, pray to God for. And for you, the attack of the devil seems that it's out there in the open door. But really, that's an attack of the devil. Listen, if you're a wise person, listen to me very carefully. For many people, attack of the devil, to show your talent, yes, to go, to do, to say, to experience, to pray, to get onto some sort of platform. For you, it's an open door. I tell you this, it's a golden rule. Attack of the devil. Jesus could have said, you know what, this is an open door right now to show the sign and the wonder, to make bread out of the stone, for to praise and always add this, the name of the Lord. What's praising right now is not the name of the Lord, but yours. Okay? So, attack will come to those that really have been placed on this earth for the movement from God. People that have gifted their lead into the wilderness, individuals that already have a potential to do something upon this earth, something great and big for God, but the devil will take all his efforts to do everything possible so that you would be placed into that position before your time, not because the position is bad or it's not your place, but because your heart, beloved, is not able to deal with that success or that praise or even more attack that will go against you right now. What does that do? That makes up your heart. Your heart becomes hard like stone, and you become not a pastor, no, a minister, but a hunter for the biggest offering upon this earth. Or a hunter, it depends where you have a weakness, or a hunter for the biggest amount of people in churches where they will invite you and you'll get bam and this and that. You'll say, oh yeah, the Lord told me to come here again. I feel myself here like Jesus. You understand? Listen. I do all of this because I love truthfully, truly the body of Christ. And I really don't care what you think about me.
Because
I am an individual. Hello. I don't need your membership in the church. I don't need your money. I don't even need your opinion about me. And that is why I can't tell you the truth into your face. And you have to treasure people like me. Because there's not a lot of people on this earth that will truthfully tell you, even if taken into the consideration that it could be my last message for you, because I'll never see you in this building again. Maybe. Beloved, if my ministry is from God, I don't need your money. If my ministry is from Jesus Christ, that means He takes care of everything. I will not need to bow down before any single individual, any flesh, any blood upon this earth. You know, right now I'm speaking as a grown, mature individual to explain to you what happens in the process of this movement. Oh, in the beginning, why is it that God in the beginning was holding and restraining me? I remember because I needed help from that individual, and God was restraining me for 12 years to tell me, you don't need anyone's help. You need me. That is why some of us, beloved, we need to just calmly sit down and wait for God Himself to lead you out when you will be absolutely ready for it. Okay? You will be balanced. You will be stable. You will share about many things like finances and glory, but it will not bother you. It will not touch you. You're already made up as an individual, as a character. That is why today I want to speak with mature people that at least understand my way of speaking and my straightforwardness. So, how many of you would tell your children to do certain things or just tell them, oh, you do this, do that? Question. I'm making this pause so you don't understand. How many of you bribe your children with ice cream, with money, with toys, whatever? Any of you done that? Okay. Of course you all did. Tell me, what would happen to your children the second time when you'd ask them to do something?
Опа. Хорошо, хорошо.
Okay.
Это так, знаете, это манка для твоего мозга.
This is manna for your brain. Just think right now.
Хорошо.
Okay.
Если да, у большинства
сказали да,
вы, скорее всего, наблюдаете
тенденцию,
что в процессе его приоритетом становится
his
не
priority,
чистота
the child's priority becomes not the cleanliness in his room,
а вознаграждение
but the reward for cleaning.
Вы чувствуете, как ребенка сейчас, вы, родители, дали ему тот месседж.
As a parent,
вот
gave him a wrong message. That is why.
Мои ничего не получают.
My kids never receive anything.
И не получают.
And they will not
потому
get anything. Because I bring them up that way that you have to
а
clean
то,
the house.
Дам,
but because I, and then if I give you something, it's up to me. And in the way, and when I want to do it.
Такая,
at first I have this motivation. If you will not clean, you'll get
словами,
in trouble. In other
words,
he would clean in order to run away from punishment. So that already was a bonus. What you think? There's my mom. She brought me up the same way. You think I got paid to clean my house? I got spanked if the house wasn't clean. She's a witness. I had the same motivation. Nobody paid me. We lived in... We had a humble lifestyle. What are you talking about? We had a schedule. Who cleaned what when? We hated kitchen the most.
Потому что все остальные комнаты можно все было под ковер.
Because all the other rooms you could just hide things in corners and closets.
Под диван сместить.
Under the couch.
Все в одной теме.
Look, we're all in the same boat.
А вот кухня, тарелки спрятать нельзя, их мыть.
You can't hide the dishes. You gotta wash them.
Это так, пауза.
It's a small pause.
И вы знаете,
so, you know,
что происходит с вашим сердцем, ребенка? Дорогие,
the heart of your child, beloved, you think that
мы с вами посмеялись нормально.
We laughed here, huh?
Дорогие, вы знаете, что потом, если это во время не остановить, и вы все столкнулись, я практически гарантирую, все родители, когда из-за доброты в твоей жизни. Скажите мне, дать ребенку деньги плохо?
Нет. Is it bad to give child money?
Дать ребенку деньги плохо? в этот момент.
It's bad to give the child money in that moment.
Что делает дьявол?
What does the devil do when
someone
is in a stage of maturing? This is
exactly how he works. Он обязательно позаботится о том, чтобы вокруг нестабильного душевно или несложенной личности человека поднялись те, которые скажут.
There are people around the one that is still not stable. He's still in process of growing. They'll say, "Ooh, wow," and they'd give him something. You understand? You understand where I'm heading with this? And then, everyone that will come up to the person that sings good, speaks good, prays good, prophesies good, whatever, and say, listen, this was a little bit off over here. Automatically, for that person, that individual is shut off and he becomes an enemy. Hello?
И ты можешь перепроверить,
and you can check and recheck
насколько мы с вами
how
в проблемах.
We are in problems, all of us.
Только по одной причине, потому что мы даже не улавливаем эти моменты.
Not even catch these moments.
Это настолько скользко.
For us, no one even teaches about this in the church. They say, oh, give thanks to musicians.
И музыка.
And the musicians, not ours. Ours would get in trouble, if anything. I know what I'm saying. We'll bring order. But I love our musicians. They're mature. And musicians start buffing up. You know that musicians are walking around as puffed up pigeons everywhere. In all churches. Why? Because they're musicians. Who cares how he plays? The most important thing that he's playing. And you understand?
И здесь начинает, если это люди взрослые, как наша команда,
like our team, thank you, Jesus,
то then там будет все нормально.
Everything will be great there.
Если это команда, которая
this is the team that we had
несколько лет назад,
couple years ago, we had a problem. Beloved, we all encountered this. I am just a truthful individual to admit it. Beloved, you know, then it's serious problems. There were certain things that were being asked, like pay. And if not base, then someone cares about honor. Pastor, why is it that we've worked and you sat down the team and you didn't praise church God for this team? And I look and I'm thinking, are you serious? What should I hit you with? Come here. I will thank you right now. And you see that somewhere he was thanked, and here kind of like the glory was only given to God.
Не включив его.
Not including him.
И у него с этим была проблема.
And he had a problem with
that.
You understand what I'm saying?
У другого проблема с деньгами.
Problem of finances.
Как мне тебе это сказать?
How should I tell you this?
Вот у меня есть друг.
I have a friend.
И он в церкви,
plays
в другой церкви,
in a different church recently.
Ты знаешь пастора?
You know pastor.
Его уже благословляют.
They already bless him there.
Я смотрю, он ищет,
I look and I see how he's trying to pick and choose his words. He doesn't know how to say it. But the desire of money is more important than shyness. So shyness is kind of moving inside, and he says, Pastor, how about this if we figure out about a pay for me? Guys, do you see, is this business? Business?
Висит, нанимаем на работу.
It says that we are hiring.
And I told him this. Платил,
if I would
pay,
I would pay, but not to you.
И он ушел обиженный.
And he left, and of course, upset. Usually people leave for me. They're happy or upset. That's how my life is. Because I always tell the truth, and sometimes truth makes you happy. More than that, it usually upsets people. Okay, so that person left. He was not happy. Some of you can sit there and say, I invest my life.
Okay,
if you're working for a boss, but it's bad when you are working for this boss, and you are starting to ask certain things. Again, before a time. If it'll have to happen, the Lord will open up these doors for you, and you will be taken care of. For instance, if it's finances you're bothered about, the root of all evil is not money, but the desire or love of money, not money itself. I'm sorry, Jesus had people that carried this not a pail or some sort of purse. It said it was a chest from finance, for money. And Юнгас was stealing from there. Okay. No one even noticed. That means there was a lot in there. That's what I think. There was the one that was watching our finances there. They didn't have credit cards. Everything was in gold. Okay. Are you receiving something for yourself?
Today
we're calmly explaining everything. We'll scream next time. So, let's go back to that child.
When,
whatever it is,
и вы замечали, и я больше всего уверен, что вы со своими детьми в следующий раз уже имели проблему. Ты с ними имел проблему не потому, что они плохие дети, а из-за того, что ты сделал что-то не вовремя. В этом возрасте не платят. По крайней мере, вознаграждают мороженым. И то еще разрезать на четыре части и сказать, поделись, отдай 10.
Cut it into four pieces and say, no, give to others, give the 10% to somebody else.
То есть, кто-то понимает?
You understand me.
Его сердце должно воспитываться в правильной морали.
In
вот почему,
right
когда
moral.
Кто-то лезет там,
ты моментально приводишь все в порядок.
Сиди пять родителей за столом, ты никому не дашь прийти вперед нажраться.
Okay.
Или там кто-то пришел, фигурку пить
его молока с ножом.
Конечно, он получит по
заднице.
Может
that.
Быть, это и неплохая цена, морда в шоколаде.
Maybe it's not about price. You ate chocolate and now you're in trouble. No big deal. For some, it's like, it's a price to pay for chocolate. He knows, but he still eats. He's ready to pay the price for the box of candies.
Okay. Хорошо. Итак, все это сводится, естественно, в духовный элемент.
We see this all in a spiritual element. We're not just like laughing from our lives here, from our children and the way that we bring them up. We're going there where it has a meaning, church. So, in other words, child's heart will be perverted when you pay for cleaning. And when he's 18 or older, he'll need to be paid. For instance, he already knows where you clean for free or you get paid for your cleaning. For instance, when a child is mature, they understand, for instance, my children, my teenagers, they sit with our daughter at home and none of them gets paid for it. And they don't even ask. Lord have mercy. They will ask. What? You want to get paid for babysitting? But when they go to somebody else's house, they make sure that they will get paid for babysitting, and that's normal. Why? Because they know this is my house. Here I do everything for my house. I don't need to abuse my house. I don't need to abuse my family. My children do it because they love the family, and they clean the house because they want to clean the house, okay? Not always.
Иногда нужна мотивация.
Sometimes they need right motivation.
Ну, я так скажу, в основном,
but I'll say this, mostly when we come from our trips or whatever, the house is clean. Okay?
Ну, не по стандартам моей жены.
Not according to the standards of my wife. For her, clean house means a completely different thing. That's not where we're headed.
Это глубокая тема.
It's a deep, deep area. No matter where you clean, it'd still be wrong because you have to just go away and let her take care of it. Some of you women know exactly what it is like. There is German cleanliness, okay? German order.
Итак,
so,
часто эти вещи происходят
often
с
these
теми,
things happen with those that have real calling and purpose from God. These attacks, these testings come often from those people that are used by the spirit of this age, and they don't even know that they're motivated by the spirit of this age. Why shouldn't you just come up and just thank someone for a good song? But you need to have wisdom. Can this person handle this praise right now? Can that person receive some sort of financial blessing at the moment? You know, I've lost a couple of people in my own personal team because
потому что в следующий раз там уже была назначена сумма.
There was a certain amount that was
required. Я так скажу, дорогие, мне очень прискорбно,
Beloved, it's sad for me
что люди не поняли,
that
что мы это делаем для Иисуса.
They would do this
а вознаграждение, если оно и есть,
reward,
это всего лишь
come, Церковь, it's just a bonus.
Мы спасаем людей.
Church, we save people for Jesus.
Мне не надо за это деньги. Не
don't need money, don't pay me for it, don't bless me. But if someone does want to bless you, it is their decision. Your heart has created, has been made
matured.
I'm working in my father's house and I don't need anything from my father's house. You with me? Beloved, I want you to listen to me today calmly, just wisely. Place things in the right order, and I saw at the same time, I'm sure that at the same time I'm saying the Holy Spirit will speak to each and every one of you in the majority of the people, all of us, all of you that watch online, please understand what I'm saying. So the powers of darkness will be interested in as quickly as possible, while you're still in that growing up stage, to present you with the things that your heart is not ready for. Whatever it is, platform, finances, praise, certain, you know, titles, positions, could be many, many things, and other anything that brings you some sort of
okay.
Exaltation for who you are. Jesus, before he finally entered into his ministry, he had to conquer all these three different areas. So let's read on about why temptations were based upon certain things. Matthew 4:1. Let's read on. Then Jesus was led, guided by the Holy Spirit. Holy Spirit, you all with me? It says that at the right time you will be tested by God Himself on your character, if it's right at all. Are you going to get tempted? Are you going to stay firm? Don't think that this has to do with church life. Often, this is for the ones where you, for instance, work landscaping for someone. You're going to take lemonade, or you're going to receive or get money. Of course, money. But maybe this incident, this was a test for you, temptation. Maybe this incident, when you really, 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 really wanted that money, you say, you know what, just give me lemonade. And may the Lord bless you. You somewhere did not pass the test, so you did not position your heart properly. And now, and by doing this constantly, your navigation of your heart redirects you into ministry and love of people. If you continue doing that, and in the process, when your heart is finally ready, God will make sure that you will be rewarded. Easy as that, God said, in this life and in that life. So, then Jesus was led, guided by the Holy Spirit into the wilderness to be tempted by the devil. You will say, the Lord doesn't tempt anyone. He doesn't do it, but He lets people into it. He just brings you into the wilderness, and that's for certain. He departs, kind of takes a step back and see how you're going to react, what you're going to do with this temptation. So, don't think that you're in the wilderness, Satan is going to take you there and going to battle you. No. And you're going to say, may the Lord forbid you, Satan. Beloved, you're in the wilderness. You can be there tomorrow, Monday. And you'll have your own Satan, maybe not in the wilderness, but maybe at your work, some sort of warehouse, in your business. And there'll be something there where you will have to make a decision.
Let's read on.
To be tempted by the devil. And he went without food for 40 days and 40 nights, and later he was hungry. And the tempter came and said to him, look what the temptation is based upon. The devil tells him, if you are God's son, command these stones to be made into loaves of bread. The way that he approached them, it was wrong.
He could have said,
Jesus, do you want to eat? Yes.
Преврати камни.
Why don't you just make these stones into bread? You with me?
Вопрос был поставлен по-другому.
И вот именно,
если был поставлен вопрос так, слушай, если ты голоден, да?
Jesus, you're hungry, right? So why don't you just make these stones into bread?
И в этом случае можно было даже подумать, сказать, а почему бы нет?
Why not? But here the question was paraphrased differently. He says, if you are the son of God, you're with me.
Заметь, что всякий раз, когда тебя будет выводить дьявол на реальное поле битвы, он не будет просто предложить тебе что-то сделать. Он будет дергать тебя за твое я. за самолюбие. Ты знаешь, что ты великий.
Do you know that you're so big?
Докажи мне,
prove to me that you are the son of God or a child of God. И если в тебе
есть, если ты еще не готов,
ты сорвешься
и будешь махаться. Я сын Божий, я сын Божий, как харизматик
проведущий.
И ты не просто этот камень в хлеб
делаешь.
Ты все горы с
батонами. You with me?
Ангелы придут и скажут,
and the angel will come and say, whoa, what happened here?
Ты скажешь, тут был такой человек, который не верит в мое помазание.
There was a person here that didn't believe into my anointing. Are you with me?
Это говорит о том, что он абсолютно не сложен как личность, абсолютно не здрав и абсолютно не готов. Когда ты делаешь что-то из самолюбия, из того, что а, ты так вопрос поставил, да? Ну так, смотри, булки, батоны, булочки,
bagels,
и там,
donuts, and on and on.
Кондитерская.
Now you're a baker.
Whoa.
And Satan's like, whoa, hold on, I get it now.
Okay?
В этот момент нужно отойти в сторону you have to take a step back
и сказать, как Иисус.
And say like Jesus.
Если вопрос поставлен так,
if you ask me this question like this, we're going to continue fasting, okay?
Смотри.
Look.
Идем дальше.
Let's move on.
But
he replied, it has been written, man shall not live and be upheld and sustained by bread alone, but every word that comes from the mouth of God. Then the devil took him into the holy city and placed him on a turret of the temple sanctuary. And he said to him, look what he told him. If you are the Son of God, again,
throw yourself down,
for it is written, he will give his angels charge over you, and they will bear you up on their hands, lest you strike your foot against a stone.
Okay?
Jesus said to him, on the other hand, it is written also, you shall not tempt or try exceedingly the Lord your God. Again, the devil took him up onto a very high mountain and showed him all the kingdoms of the world and the glory, splendor, magnificence, and excellence of them. And he said to him, these things all taken together I will give you if you will prostrate yourself before me and do homage and worship me. Then Jesus said to him, be gone, Satan, for it has been written, you shall worship the Lord your God, and him alone you shall serve. Then the devil departed from him, and behold, angels came and ministered to him. Every one of these areas was discussed here. Desires of the flesh, of the eyes, and pride of this world. Look, what's unique is that all the things that Satan was trying to give to Jesus was not forbidden. Hello? He was not tempting him with sin. He was tempting him with the most horrible temptation possible to come out before your time.
Он хотел достать из него не Бога, а человеческую натуру.
Human nature.
Он хотел цепануть за его плотяру.
Prove to me.
Иисус к тому времени уже кем-то был и что-то знал.
Knew something, I'm sure.
Но не в тот момент.
But not at that moment. He had no right to enter into his ministry right there and then.
Не было запрещенным вообще.
It was not forbidden any of these things, but was forbidden for that moment when Jesus was in the process of becoming an individual, a person. Afterwards, Jesus has wonders, signs and wonders with bread. He was protected with angels. Nothing bad ever touched him. He clearly could just go through the crowd and they could not stone him or catch him. He was protected. And of course, in the third temptation, he became the King of Kings and Lord of Lords. Everything belongs to him. At the end of it all, everything will bow down before him. Every knee shall bow. Devil, everything happened. But it shouldn't have at that time when he was asking Satan and the spirit of this realm tries to bring before you for you to be caught upon a couple of the things that I've mentioned, these three things. And that once you get caught, it will go against your creation when you're still in the process of growing. Simply with children, they are forbidden to touch certain things or inhale or ingest certain things because the child is in the process of growing. Have you seen this program, Toddlers and Tiaras, on TLC? Where these girls, they wear crowns and they have pageants. It's a show is based upon the small girls, 3, 5, 6, 7 years old, different ages. They battle to be Miss
какого-то города,
of some sort of city,
or
they, to get some sort of title. You know, there are grown women that do this, Miss California, Miss whatever. And
here,
same principle, same idea, but age is different. 5 years old. Do you know what I saw? I saw perverted children. Like I've never seen before. How many of you have seen this show? You've seen this. You know what I'm saying. I'll say this. I watched this program. I was shocked how horrible these children are. They are demanding such things that the Miss California, that's 20-something years old, she's so humble, doesn't know anything. And this one is throwing tantrums, screaming at the producer, hits the camera. She's 5 years old. Because she apparently got the second place. I'm looking at this. What? How old are you? And you know what's most unique? Stupid parents and producers are dancing around her. Here's this. What do you want? What do you want? You want this? And she's wearing this makeup. You know what? Come here. Come here. Let me wash this off your face. You understand? The heart of a child has been perverted because people are worshiping her. She's being filmed. She has fans.
Worshippers.
She has worshippers.
Это запрещено детям.
It is forbidden.
Не потому что это плохо.
Not because it's bad. It's good at a different level, but for you, this is poison for your soul right now. This is death for you as an individual.
Можете представить, что с этим чудом
what's going to happen? This wonder when she's 18 years old. 10 people will not be able to control her.
Mom, father, producers,
none of them. None of them have a say in her life. She's 5 years old.
I'm
thinking, oh my goodness. Because she did not win first place.
Okay.
Look.
First John 2:15.
Do not love or cherish the world or the things that are in the world. If anyone loves the world, love for the Father is not in him.
Look,
if you, in the ministry or you've loved something that is worldly, if you were out into the field before you achieved maturity, then you have no love towards the Father, you have love towards other things, but not towards the Father, because upon one heart, in the heart, you cannot have worship towards two different things. Look. For all that is in the world, the lust of the flesh,
то, что в мире, это все, чего жаждет наша греховная природа. Опять повторяю.
Again, repeating these three things.
Иисуса,
that Jesus was tested in as well.
То, чего жаждет греховная природа.
Lust of the flesh, lust of the eyes,
очей,
and the pride of life.
Похоть плоти, похоть очей. Все, чем люди так гордятся в этой жизни, не есть от Отца.
These do not come from the Father, but are from the world itself.
В небытие,
and the world
вместе со всеми
passes and disappears, and with it is forbidden cravings. But he who does the will of God and carries out his purposes in his life abides forever. I don't have much time left. There are three categories or three things. The key to the message that I'm sharing with you. The three categories
and
what happens with a human heart, with him as an individual, and before his time, he gets into certain situations. Look, category number one, love or desire of flesh versus finances. Love for finances will come to a person even before he becomes an individual, then these money or finances will make him up or bring him up. We're not talking about just ministers here. We're talking about businessmen. We're talking about people, just even a family man. So look, money will build him up. Finances will become priority in his life and not life or ministry, and he will use the ministry from God or call from God or position, whatever it is,
for his
or her gain. That individual will become a spiritual prostitute, and believe me, beloved, you will not want to be acquainted with the product that love of money will create. Prayers, ministries, all these spiritual actions, preachings, prophecies, whatever it is of that man or woman will be motivated with the love of money. Now, I will come, for instance, somewhere and will say something that is profitable to receive a bigger offering, for instance, if you have a problem of money, or to receive greater praise if you have a thing for praise. Or I will тебе правильные вещи, в кавычках, да, мы говорим? Только потому, что мой мотив не служить телу, а мой мотив набить карман. Ты здесь? Поэтому я прошу тебя, дорогой мой, давайте сначала научимся служить без ничего, ничего не ожидая абсолютно. Вообще забудь за вознаграждение. У тебя вознаграждение... Единственное,
you have only one reward. It's heaven. Everything else that comes into your life, even upon this stage in this life, relax. It's a bonus. And God just wants to bless you, beloved. But some He cannot bless financially because your character will be perverted in you as an individual. You'll get rotten. That is why some prophets are poor.
Алло.
Hello.
Вот почему некоторым пасторам не позволено иметь много денег, потому что их сердце не способно
because their heart is not ready to live in success and blessing.
И поэтому Бог держит, that is why God holds back.
Some people say, how come he has so much power? He has such powerful words and he barely makes it. Only because this is the only way that God can keep his talent pure in his heart and right condition. That is why for some that don't want to grow, then this area for you will be blocked. I'm a grown individual. I've seen many things. I've seen many ministers that have successful ministries, but in finances, gone. Because God knows what to give to. You're with me? You understand what I'm saying? Listen very carefully. Today we're teaching. So,
все духовные действия,
all spiritual actions, all services, ministries will be motivated by the love of money and for profit because the spirit of this realm placed that element into your spiritual DNA. Somewhere you were rewarded, somewhere you were blessed, gave you something, and now, either want it or not, it hangs over you. And now when you come somewhere, for instance, you know what?
Знаете, я честно, послушайте меня внимательно.
Listen,
я бы вам хотел бы сказать больше, чем
like
я сейчас знаю, больше, чем я говорю.
I am saying right now,
мне по статусу нельзя сейчас.
According to my status, I cannot share certain
поэтому
things.
Просто поверьте
so
мне. Я знаю, о чем я говорю. Я знаю иногда тех людей, с которыми мне приходится пересекаться, служить, видеться, слышать. Просто, понимаете, да, у меня есть свои хода в других кругах. И, дорогие мои, поверьте мне, некоторым не нужно служение телу. Им нужно узнать, сколько собрали на этой конференции. Вы знаете, мне просто до слез доводит состояние, когда ты пытаешься делать работу. И ты, каждое свидетельство для тебя как велей. Дорогие мои, моя награда — это спасенные души. И вы знаете что? Я богатый человек. Ты слышишь меня? Моя награда — это спасенные души. И я богатый человек. Больше всего меня раздражает.
Господи,
извиняюсь, для меня
sorry,
это
for me,
прискорбная
that's a sad
знаете,
reality. You know what's even sadder than that?
Это имеют люди, которые на себе носят настоящее призвание, дары и помазания.
This is on some people that have real gifts, real anointings and callings from God.
Теперь твое духовное ДНК искажено и заражено. И ты подсознательно начинаешь плодить и размножать свое духовное семя.
Все вокруг тебя,
которые будут подниматься, будут похожи на тебя и такие, как ты. Я потом вижу вокруг этих служителей таких же самых, которым не нужны души, которым нужно место,
просунуться, пролезть. А можно к вам? Нельзя.
Он сидит, Алла сейчас, он сидит,
right there.
Саша,
Alex,
Инна там переводит, к ним приходят массы писем.
Can we come and minister?
У вас был наш друг.
Our friend was there, and we find out that
We ask that person, no, that's not my friend.
He needs to show up.
He needs to be seen here. They need to be blessed. Everyone has their motive. Some people say, you don't even need to pay me. I'll just come and I'll pay for everything. I just need to preach here. And I'm thinking, are you serious? I know what you want. I'll say, you want a minister? Let me bring a home group together and you can minister and drink tea. No.
Is this?
Are you with me?
Oh,
understand my message under this message. I want to share many things, but I'm not allowed. I have principles, church. Certain things I do not step over. But if I was able to share, this message would be so colorful, believe me. You just have to believe me. It'd be fatter and juicier. But my principles do not allow me to overstep my boundaries. I believe into the restoration of into transformation, even those that I'm talking about right now. God is our father, daddy's, he's everyone's father, and he does not want anyone to fall. He loves everyone, even those that have forgotten the salvation of people. All they need is cameras, lights, money, and popularity. Even they need transformation, okay? Even though it's hard for me to say this. Category number two. Let me finish up, I guess, with number one. You know, what's interesting is that around first category they have desire for profit.
Я так скажу, что для этих людей им не важно, даже если они приедут где-то в маленькую церковь.
I'll say it's not for these people. It's not even important if they come.
Знаете, я замечал просто страшные вещи. Я видел учеников,
horrible things I've seen. Disciples that would raise up around these people, and they have the same DNA. I'm sitting there thinking, God,
почему?
Why?
Почему настоящие помазанники становятся духовными проститутками? Почему
spiritual prostitutes? Why is it they sell their gifts? Why is it that they don't want to impart this gift into the body of Christ? Why did they shut this gift in themselves and say, no, this is me, this is exclusive? You know, I want to cry because there are no exclusives on this earth. The only exclusive is Jesus. Everyone else is replaceable. And even the one that doesn't want to impart his gift into the body of Christ, the Lord will bring up Elisha that will receive twice as much. So I tell you, stop, beloved. Let's stop chasing exclusives. Let's chase after his heart because he has everything. And if he anointed one, he can anoint the other one twice as much. That's the heart of God. He will anoint you if your heart will be ready. So category number two.
О, это другая категория. Этой категории не надо
делать. Desire for position.
Этой категории не нужно какая-то особая
преклонение.
Они будут делать все возможное, только они попадают в любое служение, в любую церковь, в любую группу. Им нужно иметь позицию. Ты здесь?
You're with me.
Как только он попадает куда-то,
его
сразу
somehow,
должно
right
быть
away,
видно.
He or she needs to be visible.
Его сразу
right
должно
away,
быть слышно.
He needs to be heard.
Они сразу
they
заявят
right
о своих победах и о своих
show
кличках.
Their victories and their medals of honor. And right away they'll say that what they've done here and there, where they've been. And I always want to ask, if you're so big, what do you do here with us amongst these humble people? If you're such a victorious individual, so much upon yourself, what are you even doing here? Apparently there's
Итак,
a rotten heart in there. So
desire for position.
If a man was, or a woman was placed in the spiritual position before he paid the price, you know this category. The price has now been paid. The gift is there. The man is placed upon that gift, and now he feels, oh, tasted it.
Ему деньги не нужны. Это вообще не та категория людей.
Им плевать на финансы. Им плевать на финансы. They care about finances. What's important is...
А можно?
Can I?
Хорошо, смотри.
Okay, look.
Я так скажу...
I'll say this.
Были моменты, где я...
There were moments where...
этих вещей не сильно понимал.
I didn't understand these things completely, and would take people with me also,
and give them position
upon global stage.
И я так скажу, дорогие мои, потом я замечаю, что я не могу справиться с сердцем человека.
I cannot deal with the heart of a man that I gave the platform to.
I really don't care.
I could just lay on the stage and daddy will do the conference. I really, really don't care.
What's important is
his door, his door. He wants me to be there. Yes, then I'll be there. Three people, then we'll go visit 3,000. It doesn't matter.
What's important
for God to open up that door? It's the most important thing.
As soon as you
allow someone to try, to taste, without paying the price, the heart is not able to deal with it.
And then that individual subconsciously starts to
require honor and respect that he knows he doesn't deserve yet. He starts
to require acceptance.
So don't call me this.
Степашка. Называй меня Степан Степан.
Call me by my full name, understand?
Слушай, Степашка, так я тебе эту позицию
дам. So, listen, I give you that position, stop, we're not heading that way. Call me by my full name, understand? You with me?
Hello.
Это яд для молодого сердца.
This is poison.
Это разрушение. И поэтому, когда тебе будут говорить, нечаянно, можешь выйти за свидетельство, проверить свое сердце и наверное, не могу.
Probably not.
Слишком много мне чести на данном уровне. Кто ж так в наше время рассуждает?
Who thinks like that in our days?
Ну, пастор, это же даже тема какая-то, ну, нереальная.
Not even real.
Конечно.
Of course. Where's the microphone? Give me the microphone.
Господи,
Lord,
я сейчас пою.
Let me sing also. I can sing.
Я еще стишок расскажу.
Это
люди, которые не стачешь.
These are the people that you cannot get rid of them. They won't go.
Ты не знаешь, что с ним делать.
You don't know what to do with them.
Не плевать на людей.
Doesn't care about people. You see, with these people, it's like as if everything is shut off. People sit there and say, come on, get off. He doesn't need you. He needs this right here.
2 на 3.
2 by 3.
Вообще плевать.
He doesn't care about what's happening behind, on the sides, or in front. That's it. That's all I need.
И он, знаете, он в любви своим собственным голосом.
And he is in love with his own voice.
Итак, Господь
so
сказал.
The Lord has
видите,
said,
там уже половина дома свалила.
Half a building left already.
Это люди, которые жаждут
позиции. People that are hungry for position?
Там может быть и таланта нет.
Maybe he doesn't even have a talent. Maybe he does.
But
is there the people that are just hunger?
Почему?
And after the position, why? Because before their time, they allowed him to try something somewhere, get into the atmosphere. Beloved, listen, when I work here right now,
a
certain portal is open, over. You understand? This is my portal.
Уплоченный paid мои кровь и пот.
My blood, portal, my okay? sweat, okay?
И когда ты
and
попадаешь в мой портал,
it doesn't matter here or on global stage. It's not your portal.
Ты попадаешь в мой портал, okay?
Portal, okay?
И поэтому
and
не думай даже подумать. Я, кстати, хочу посмотреть
way,
на твой портал. Вот когда ты где-то пойдешь, начнешь, не включая ничего, и я хочу попасть в твой портал. Не надо вот здесь потусоваться, вот, знаете, я так скажу, нанюхаться, и потом делать вид, что это твое. Это очень быстро, как от Моисея от тебя отойдет.
И вот так
вот покрывало носишь, потом раз, это сияние. Потому что сияние твое. Это сияние.
Why? Because it's not yours, it's his. And it's on the one that he places us upon. I walk with my portal. I walk with it everywhere.
Я с ним дома,
at home, on a throne,
я с ним в душе,
in the shower,
я везде с ним,
everywhere.
Okay?
What are you smiling at?
Кстати, на
portal is everywhere, привет. By the way. You get the best revelation upon the throne.
В Библии же написано, и каждому дам трон.
Everyone will get their thrones.
Там не написано, какой.
It doesn't say what thrones.
Для некоторых прискорбно, но это будет трон.
For some it's going to be sad, but it will be the throne. God, where's my throne? He says, right there, behind the corner.
Белый престол.
The white throne.
И сидящему на том престоле будет открыто его имя.
No, and I will be sitting up on that throne. A new name will be given.
Так, серьезная тема. Все.
I'm sorry, this is a serious message. Stop.
Идем, идем назад.
Let's go back into the desires of the position. We're not going to go there.
Пойдем назад в тему.
We're going to go back into the message.
Итак.
So.
Это происходит с теми, кто не имел оплачена цена.
Where the price was not paid. Usually it happens with the ones that did not want to work upon their character, the ones that have weaknesses or addictions. But no matter what it is, they have to hold on to their image. You don't know this category of people. So a man, a woman gets onto a stage. Here I am. I'm nobody. My name is nothing. I get on stage. Ooh, what was that?
И, короче, тут тебя накрывает.
And right away you get covered, and you're under this anointing, you're doing this and that. It's not your portal, it's your portal, it's my portal. You just end my portal. Come out. Stop.
Он там зарядку поделал в моем портале.
He was exercising in my portal.
А тут слава, тут ангел,
and here's the glory, the power, of course. It's my working atmosphere.
И, короче, подрыпался.
Was showing off, came out of the portal.
И теперь
and now?
Он хочет назад.
Понимаете? He wants to go back.
Во что бы то ни стало.
No matter what it takes.
Любой предлог.
No matter
залезть туда.
What it takes.
Чтобы опять
back.
Пережить эту эйфорию славы. Слава.
To experience this euphoria of glory.
Слава glory. Богу. Она приятна,
it is
но она опасна.
Pleasant and wonderful, but it's dangerous for the heart that is not ready.
Вот почему слава моей никому не отдаю.
That is why it is written that I will not give my glory to anyone.
He gives my glory. I mean his glory.
It flows through and goes into the body. It is not remaining.
It does
not remain in the grown individual. So when a person
enters
in someone's portal, yours, mine, whatever. If you have a calling, you have a portal. You have your angels. You have your working area. So these people can get in there,
and then
why does God not allow them to go through with it? Because for instance, you might not be free, you have disorder in this area, in that area, you're not ready. So before God will allow you to enter into your calling, he has to finish up this process. But people before their time tasted the image of anointing, of position, and now what do they do? They pass by, they cut off these channels of healing and say, God was upon me. You had my God upon you.
Ты здесь?
Are you with me?
Я хочу посмотреть на твоего Бога. Это был Бог Андрея. Вы знаете, что у Бога всегда есть имя. И это имя того, с кем он двигается. Это, кстати, другая тема, в которую мы говорили.
By the way, that's a completely different message that one day we're going to get into. I'm just going to finish up on this revelation because it's quite deep and we're not going to talk about it right now.
Бог Исаак.
God of Isaac.
Бог Авраама.
Abraham.
Бог Иакова.
God of Jacob. God always has a name.
Бог Моисей.
God of Moses.
Бог Андрей.
God of Andre.
Не заблуждайся, когда ты впрыгнул.
Be confused when you jump into God of Andre.
Не заблуждайся, думая, что это твой Бог и твое
помазание.
Ты просто отчасти побыл в той славе, за которую я уплатил моей жизни. И даже не дай Бог подумать, что это твое. Я понимаю, слава прошла через тебя, или вернее, зашла в тебя. И ты такой,
and you're like, whoa.
И это ты чувствуешь каждый раз.
And you feel that every time. One
говорю,
guy told me, I said, yeah. Today wasn't even that powerful. Sometimes I'm like,
whoa.
That's it. You have to carry me
out.
И
вы знаете, в человека входит похоть.
And this похоть desire позиции. Comes in, desire of position
похоть
comes in.
Лазить по чужим порталам.
To go through
похоть
other people's portals.
Пользоваться чьим-то именем.
Someone's name. Desire
двигаться не в своем помазании. Похоть угадывать телефоны, когда они тебе не дадут. Похоть говорить.
Desires to name diseases that are not in the building. Desires.
Это не твое.
It's not your,
мне Бог
your
сказал,
church.
Не дай Бог, ты выйдешь
Lord
из своего
mercy.
Портала. Я покину тебя.
Leave your portal. I'm gonna leave you.
И я так сказал.
And I said this.
Я не чудотворец.
I do
я
not move in signs and wonders.
Для тела Иисуса.
I'm a teacher
и в этом
for the body of Jesus, and that's where my position is at. Believe me, when I will teach, you will receive something because that angel is next to me, right here. I can see him right now.
Ты со мной?
Are you with me?
Ты понимаешь, да, что тема?
You understand that this message is for the mature.
Мы щупаем где-то, где многие не ходят туда.
We're going where other people don't go. Because as soon as they go there, half a church will leave.
Because church is attached
so much to the desire of the things that I say we cannot have, what can I do? They're just waiting for pastor to leave, to die, so for church to fall apart so they could get a piece of the pie for themselves. That's how life is. So, this happens with those that do not want to work with their character, but the ones that have weaknesses and addictions, and no matter what they have to do, they just have to move on to the same image. People that work for their status, social status, hell in the family, upon Facebook, they're like this.
You have
horrible things happening to you. Wake up. In your personal life, you have hell. Your pictures contradict your image.
They work
only for those that don't know you for real. Sometimes you get into a conference and you're working with someone, for instance. You see someone working and you see the situation. You see the same photo placed and like in the description of what happened, and I'm like, oh, I wish I could comment. Oh, what really happened? You with me? I'm sorry, but apparently I have to say some of these things because this is for the wise. The wise will understand what I'm saying. Praise the Lord. Because the message is coded for the mature. People that work on their social status and image, they will go into any compromise and any lie with every strength that they have in them that will protect their position and image. Let's move on.
In families at work, there could be
living in hell, but image for these type of people is more important than anything else. Image, to hold on to your status. Everyone around you knows, but you don't care about the ones that are around you, you care about the ones that are not around you.
These individuals
will humble before the ones that are profitable to them. And their desire of worship will always change, or the people that they worship will always change according to their profit. I've seen these type of people. Today, I am your best friend until
he
took everything out of me that he needed. And then, sorry. Who are you? Goodbye. And you see, same worship with another individual. And you are thinking, apparently, most likely, this is not a real love, not real feelings. It's just like a spider that caught its prey in the web, took whatever he needed, and it says, goodbye. Now, on to the next fly. Okay? Listen, I'm saying all of this. You know what? I love to speak in the open. I love to correct the church before it gets into problems. At this time, I'm not a very good father. I will lay all the cards on the table. And right now, beloved, you will have an opportunity to just check your heart, right? I am saying this, and you're scanning yourself. And you're thinking, this area is good. How about this area? Probably need some correction. This is the position I have. I have to say it. Look. Don't worry. We'll get to you. These individuals will humble themselves before the ones that are profitable to them.
And this,
they will worship whoever, as long as they're profitable.
For these people, the
opinion of others will be more important than the opinion of those that really know them personally. You're with me. We'll end on this one because I'm running out of time and I have one more thing to discuss. Number three. The last.
Category three. Это гордость и любовь к
себе. Pride of life and just desire for yourself.
Если первая категория,
big me. If category number one was more of a desire
твоего, я так скажу, твоей плоти,
your flesh,
Позиция — это похоть глаз,
position is a desire of your eyes to achieve something. Then the third,
это любовь к своему имени.
Pride of life is desire for big name.
Ну как, что ты имеешь в виду?
What do you mean? It's me.
Это любовь к своему я.
Love towards.
Итак,
yourself. So listen to me very carefully. Usually it's people that have special talent or giftings
that
are praised for their gift or talent. These people always require special attention and honor for themselves. If those that desire position, they might not have gifts or talent. They may be there in someone's, but these people, they have real calling. These people have anointing. These people called by God to do something. Do you know that pride does not attach itself just to anybody? Some people say, oh, I'm not bothered by pride. That's because you're still a nobody. Pride doesn't bother people like you just yet. So while you're still conquering pride, pride didn't even attack you yet. So you can stay victorious. But when you will experience the talent, and then someone will come up to you and thank you not for some sort of trick or whatever, or you've entered like someone's anointing, but when they will start thanking you for your calling, for your message, for your true prophecy, for your real spiritual action, you have it. This is where the trick is in. You do have it. Look. These people will always ask special attention. These are the ones that thought of themselves more than they really are. These are the ones that never allow anyone to correct them. Have you ever encountered people like that? They will not allow someone. You're going to correct me? Usually these people, they have no authority. They don't have anyone that they can speak equally with. They always have those that are below them. And always their opinion is more precious to them than everyone else's. Pride is a horrible thing. By the way, that is the most dangerous thing, because the Bible says that all these things God changes. He can heal, but pride, what does he resist? He says that in the spirit you start to smell so bad in the spirit realm that the Holy Spirit, listen, departs from you. It's dangerous, beloved. So,
that
think more of themselves than they really are, these are the ones that will never let anyone correct them. They are most important authority in their life. Every praise, listen here, is food for their ego. Every day, these people have to feed their ego. They have to be wherever they can possibly be, or someone somehow will tell them something into their address to praise them. These people will be surrounded always by individuals that will always consider themselves lower, because these people choose positions lower position.
Человек,
and this
служитель,
individual
угодно,
minister,
да?
Whoever,
певец, музыкант,
singer, порог, musician, prophet,
вокруг себя всегда будут те, которые всегда должны сказать что-то хорошее,
say something good about them, at least once a day. Everyone that says anything bad automatically
are
in the category of enemies and the ones that don't mean anything good. Even though if it's a truthful advice, if it's true things, you're stretching out the hand of friendship and say, let me tell you how it is. Why? Because they're not used to speak to you eye to eye. They are always used to looking at you down, look down at you. So when you start talking to them like this, they're not used to seeing anyone that way except themselves. That is why automatically they reject. It's the spirit, so be careful. So
они являются главным авторитетом в своей жизни. Каждая похвала — это пища для их я. Все,
in their life, everyone that doesn't praise them automatically are the ones that don't wish them any good, and their enemies in their eyes. Every word they judge is an attack against their position, against their calling and their talent. Have you heard of people that, listen, you have to fix something here, correct something here? They're like, oh, really? You're just jealous. You're jealous of what I'm doing. You're probably trying to get my position. You want to take my
place. You say, no, 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 I don't need your place. I'm just telling you that right here, you got to correct this thing and it'll be good. A normal person would say, oh, yeah, thank you. Over there, you get a war going. Why? Because every game, his ego has to come out on top. This person will not leave a conflict. He has to be victorious in that conflict, otherwise he will not be able to sleep peacefully. Okay? That's a spirit. Let's move on. People around them, you'll always feel yourself awkward. You'll feel that you're no one, or that you're lower than them. Have you noticed people that when you come up to some person, there's people that kind of like try to, you know, work and just try to, you talk to them, and all of a sudden, there's this, the tone of voice changes, the look in the eye changes, and you just gotta sit down. This happens spiritually. It's a spiritual pressure. It happens subconsciously. You don't even feel it. And then you come out of that conversation, you're like, some sort of young boy, and you're like, what was that just now? You were just speaking to this Lord just now, His Highness. You can come up to the same level to talk to them, but you will leave always a head shorter. Are you with me? Because that spirit will make sure so that you would never be unequal. Listen, by the way, this is that feeling. You know, there's this feeling, you come up to a person. Usually that spirit gets upset so easy, and usually around this person that has that spirit of pride and haughtiness, usually there's always some sort of, okay, that's it, gets upset really quickly. You feel that you have to choose and pick your words. Have you ever felt that you go up to one person, you can say this and that, you joked and you laughed and you talked, it was great. With this other person, you're like, what should I say? How should I say it? It's that spirit. It does not allow you. Beloved, do you know that there's you in the body and then there's spirit in the spirit? And your spirit lets you know inside of you that right now you have to pick your words to speak to him. And you're sitting there, how should I say this to you? And you're like, I'll say this, he'll get upset. And you know they're upset. You know this feeling. It's your spirit lets you know that prideful.